Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Big Hour Hot Seat coming up. Lots more. I just got to start with the man
right.
Vermeil, because if you do not have at your Thanksgiving table, Terrell, the Vermeil wines, mm-hmm. you are making a big mistake. Vermeil wines are shipped directly to your home. Go to VermeilWines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, I got a problem. I got to run something by you before we talk football. I got to talk wine with you. Mm-hmm. So I went out with this other couple, and they ordered a bottle of wine at a restaurant, right? It was $185. And then they came, and you know how they pour a little and you taste it? And
right.
I knew right away it was nowhere near as good as Vermeil wines.
Mm-hmm.
Should I spit that out and say I want my money back?
No, I don't think so. You know, wines vary.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you'll get a corked bottle of wine, even from Vermeil, that for one reason or another, it turned on you a little bit, so I wouldn't do that, you know, and that's just, you know, I've experienced that same thing, but, you know, wine tasting is directly correlated with your palate, and certain things just taste better to you. Hopefully, it's Vermeil wines.
Oh, yeah. No, it is 100% Vermeil wine, but, like, if I gave you a $500 bottle of wine, would you know the difference between that and just a good, solid wine?
I think so.
I wouldn't.
I've had Harlan. I've had Screaming Eagle. I've had those top Napa Valley wines. I've had the great French wines. I think I could recognize them. I couldn't give you all the exact reasons, but I could tell you I like it a little better.
Excellent. All right, Dick, let's get on to what's going on with our football team right now. When you were a head coach, did you prefer running the ball or passing the ball?
Well, I started out trying to be heavy on the run, play defense, and good special teams. And I gradually moved to try to be more balanced because I got tired of losing games by 3 and 6 and 7 points. And, you know, I brought Sid Gilman in to help me and my staff, educated overall philosophy-wise and how to more efficiently move the ball within the passing game and everything. And he made a great contribution to all of us, and we got better. But I think it's critical that you are able to run the ball efficiently. And maybe – it doesn't have to be 100% balanced, but if you throw the ball a lot, you better complete, in today's game, 65% or better.
Well, it's not balanced with the Eagles right now because they're running the ball brilliantly. Can you explain why they're so effective with the run right now, Dick?
Well, the strength of the offensive line, that's the strength of the football team. I think most of us thought that at the start of the year, that their offensive line, coming off all those injuries, replacing those injury people, and all the backup players that got playing time last year would be better this year. And, you know, and they've got some maulers in that offensive line, and they're very well coached. And, you know, they have fine running backs. And, you know, I learned a long time ago, the only way to run the ball is to call it. Even a poor football team can run better than they may be running if they call it. But usually they're so far behind, they're playing catch-up, and you can't run it, you know?
Yeah, Dick, I'm really curious as to your thoughts on the run that Jalen Hurts himself, the quarterback, had that sealed the game, that cut he made, and then the run to the pylon in the end zone. What'd you think of that play, Dick?
Spectacular. You know, and I think he's demonstrated he can do that before. He demonstrated that in college. You don't take those running skills away from somebody. from year to year unless injury takes it away. And it's so tough on the defense because it restricts the coverages. You play man coverage against the Eagles, you better have somebody spying. And he better be a great tackler in the open field because he's going to run the football. And I think they've done a really nice job of incorporating some runs tied in with the quarterback and not so much on a read option. And, right now they're very difficult to stop.
Yeah. Dick, I'm really curious. I know I've been asking you this almost every week because I'm trying to get a sense for at what point a coach looks at a quarterback and says, that's my future quarterback. Are you getting closer when you're looking at Jalen Hurts and going, that's their franchise? He's going to be the guy?
I believe that. But you remember, yeah, they see them, all through training camp. The coaches see that quarterback every day on the practice field, and they watch him, and their respect and admiration and evaluation process really grows on a daily basis, not just game to game. You need more information than a game. Sometimes you'll have a bad game, and it won't be the fault of the quarterback. It'll be the fault of the offensive lineman or a great defensive team. But so you've got to put the entire package together in the evaluation process. I don't see him every day, but right now I like him a lot. I've sort of been positive on him all along.
Yes, yeah. You have. And more so, I think, as we watch more of him.
Yeah.
Let's go up to the Giants camp for a second here, Dick, because they did something extraordinary yesterday. They fired their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. Did you ever have to fire an assistant during the season?
No.
No. This is a radical act, right? This is a big deal. What do you make of it, and what impact would it have on the game?
Well, I think it'll help the Eagles. I really do. You can't focus as well when all of a sudden you do these things to your team. You go into offensive meeting rooms, you got different people leading it and that kind of stuff, and no matter what kind of an assistant the guy was, he hasn't been in the booth game day and he hasn't made all the final decisions in the game plan and that stuff. I think it's a big favor for the Eagles, but I don't think they better take him for granted. The only way the Giants can beat the Eagles if they relax emotionally and go in there cocky and are starting to strut because they've won three out of their last four games. That's when you get your butt beat. And that's the only way the Jazz can beat them.
All right, I'm happy to hear that, but I want to know a little more about the relationship between the head coach and the assistants. Dick, behind closed doors, are there a lot of major disagreements? What is the relationship like from game to game with you and your assistants?
I've never really experienced tough times with a coaching staff in the middle of a season. Wow. I've made some decisions in my mind at the end of the season I'm going to move somebody.
Right.
Normally not based on his ability to coach, but different little things that I think influence the overall package of what you're doing. But I don't know. If you study the NFL, firing a head coach or an assistant coach in the middle of season, I don't think it's ever proved to be productive. I can't tell you any time that it has been.
Right, now, I'm curious, because you were on the road. Eagle fans have always been terrific at supporting the team, especially like games in the Meadowlands. Were you aware of the Eagle fans in an away game when they were supporting your team? Is it a help for you at all, Dick?
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. I would notice that. The Eagle fans travel loud.
Yeah.
That's really a great attribute to the kind of fans that we have here. They plan on these trips as soon as the schedule comes out, and when they're defined and they make these trips. It helps the airline business, and it helps, I think, the team play. I really do. I think it adds a depth of sincerity to their interest.
Absolutely. All right, Dick, these games are getting bigger now. The Eagles are making a move. I need to know what you see happening Sunday in the Meadowlands, and I need to know what your computer is thinking.
Well, the computer says by 3. I think if the Eagles play like they've been playing, they'll beat them worse than that. The only thing the Giants have had going for them recently, when I've seen them play, is that they've been playing hard. Mm. They've been playing hard on defense and really flying around. But offensively, they're not a strong football team. That's all there is to it. And Jones is not that bad a quarterback. His numbers aren't far off.
Okay.
Our own quarterback.
All right, so what you're saying, maybe a 10-point win, 7-point win, something like that, Dick?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. But again, it goes back to, Tampa Bay got beat by a losing team. Mm. Dallas Cowboys get beat by a losing team. When you don't go into the game emotionally, mentally prepared to play at the level you're capable of, you get your butt beat.
Hold on, Dick. I know what I'm hearing right now. It's what I felt at the beginning of the show. This kind of game makes you a little nervous, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've been embarrassed in my coaching career when I had a real good football team. I've taken an undefeated team.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, into a losing. I took a 9-0 team into a city and got beat by a losing football team. That's a negative reflection on me as a head coach of having them prepared to play.
Wow, great stuff. Dick, I hope you and your family have an awesome Thanksgiving. And everybody, get Vermeil Wines. You do not have a great Thanksgiving without this man's wines. They're awesome. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. The great Dick Vermeil. I told you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.